Hey, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to the Sunday Night Business Builder Call. This is National Consultant Mary Amoytho. We are super, super excited. Obviously, you've all heard by now that we are officially a part of the Vistra Energy family, which means new things are going to be coming on the horizon. And I just was kind of thinking about, actually, a couple of weeks ago, we were over at Tad and Shannon Crenshaw's house, and we were watching track and field. I don't know why we were watching it, but it was fascinating, and we literally stayed for hours watching track and field. But one of the things that I love is the relay race, and when you have a relay race, it is not dependent on you. It is the strong, if you can have someone who starts the relay strong, then the opportunity for the middle and the end person to finish strong and win the race is that much stronger. And it was really the team race after race after race that had a strong first leg that won the race. It was race after race. And so we are in the middle of passing the baton, and Chris and Jerry created an incredible foundation for our company in the first 13 years, and they ran that first leg super, super strong. We have an incredible history with Ambit Energy, and now it's passing the baton to Vistra Energy. And Vistra is certainly a strong company in and of itself, and they've got deep pockets. And we were just on a back-to-back call with Team 526 with Chris and Debbie Atkinson, and then the EC Factory. And both of those calls, one was with Eric Johnstone, the other was Daryl Starkweather. Next week, we're going to be joined by Eric Johnstone after they've had an official first week with Vistra Energy, so he'll have some great updates to announce for that. But I just want to encourage everybody, listen, this is a new beginning for all of us, and we're super excited about what's to come. There's a lot of unknowns, which can have a lot of people just a little bit uncertain and a little anxious, but also there's a lot of unknowns, which was going to be really exciting, and there's going to be new and innovative things happening. And so Richard and I have been to lots of business seminars, and they always talk about business is two things. It's innovation and marketing. And so I think the newfound relationship with Vistra Energy is going to bring some innovation to our business that we haven't had. And so we're going to get some fresh eyes on our business with some fresh perspectives with a lot of history. I love that Vistra is vision plus tradition. And I think that's going to be a great combination for us as we move into the next season and this next chapter of Ambit Energy.
Hey guys, Richard here. You know what I really enjoyed really listening to Daryl and Eric on those two different calls was how excited they were. And you know, I think for a lot of folks at corporate, you know, they've been on pins and needles, just kind of like how we have been. And because, you know, until the deal was done, it wasn't done. And there were certain things that couldn't happen until it was done. And so right now they kind of feel like, hey, the governor's taken off. They're, you know, their Vistra execs have already been reaching out saying, hey, what do we need to do? What do we need to do to move the needle? They're very, very focused on driving growth. And so aside from that excitement that we could really hear from them as they conveyed was that, you know, obviously they talked a lot about Power Trip also, because this is the first Power Trip that Chris and Jerry, our co-founders, will not be at. But, you know, last week we got confirmation that Scott Hudson, the president of retail for Vistra, will be there. And then we just got confirmation that Sydney, who is the chief marketing officer, will also be at Power Trip, along with our two VPs, Daryl and Eric. So, you know, that is very good news to hear, which tells me that event's going to be, it was going to be unique. It's really going to be unique now. So it's definitely a new beginning. It's not Ambit 2.0. It's like Ambit, you know, squared times infinity, maybe. So I don't know. I just made that up. But nonetheless, that's something that we're super, super excited about. But one of the things that Daryl really talked a lot about was that they have such a strong, strong set of operations for customer retention. And, you know, Daryl talked a lot about the, you know, being a billion-dollar company in the energy space is, granted, there's not many of them. But from our fast growth and from the way that we had to operate and then be nimble still, we still had limited resources because it's a thin margin business. You know, energy is the, you know, is a huge portion of what comes out of that $1 billion, almost to the extent of 80 or 85% of our revenue goes to pay for the commodity. That's a hard cost. And then the company runs on the rest, you know, pays the employees, pays commission, leaves some net profit, and leaves room for growth. And with that being in play, there was only so many things they could move at any given time. They could move a few things quickly, but they couldn't do a lot of things quickly. And now being a part of the Vistra family, that puts us in, you know, a portfolio, so to speak, of companies where there's $13+ billion there that they're using to market and innovate their various brands. And so we're going to have some resources that we didn't have before. Technology, meaning capital is going to be put into some new technology. Capital is going to be put into some additional bonus programs. There is going to be a lot to spread around over time. And I think one of the big mistakes that consultants can make, and even leaders who have been around a while, is thinking that there should be immediate changes happening right off the bat. Well, everything's been on the focus of getting the transaction done, and not just getting it done, but getting it done right. So now that that's done, some of those initiatives can start getting worked on. And so I would anticipate that over the months to come, we're going to see some things definitely by simulcast, and then definitely as they're, you know, sinking in and really starting to get things grooving and understanding us better by Ambition of 2020, which is already being talked about, is where we're going to see a lot of those bigger changes. So we're in that almost like a startup phase again, but with a lot of resources and a really, really good foundation and some incredible operators at the executive level. So there is certainly a lot to be excited about, and yet we still have a lot of unknowns because we haven't been given some of those initiatives. You know, our anticipation that is at Power Trip, we're going to be able to hear about some of those initiatives. It'd be completely unrealistic to think that we're going to hear all of them. They will have owned the company for about 2 weeks. So that's just not realistic, but at least we're going to get a perspective of things that we haven't had up until that point. And so we're looking forward to kind of getting that from the horse's mouth. But I got to go back to what Daryl talked a lot about as far as on the customer retention piece. You know, one of the things that I would say for Ambit, because of limited resources, you know, only some customers could be called out by corporate. Daryl's goal is that the retention piece is handled by corporate. So we can focus on acquisition. That's what we get paid to do, to acquire customers, help new teammates, help them acquire customers, help them build a team. But we don't have call centers to handle every customer that's in our organization. And we all know that we have consultants that will stop building the business, and therefore they're not interacting with their customers unless they're getting free electricity. They're not staying on top of them like they could. And then leaders, you know, whether you're an RC, SC, EC, NC, you know, you just don't have that kind of time to be reaching out to all those customers. Well, they've got a whole team that's dedicated to that. So they're looking at, you know, how quickly can we get those kinds of things implemented? And the questions come up quite a bit, which is, you know, why did Vistra buy it? And it's not so much anymore about, we understand what Jerry told us of the need for us to partner with a generation company. And I think that if he could have done it another way, he would have probably preferred to not sell, but that became the best option for the legacy. Is that when they looked at why Vistra was buying us, there was two main things. One, they don't have this channel. They don't have a channel like this. They got traditional advertising and marketing, and that's what they've done for years, and they're good at it. They even considered there were other network marketing companies that had energy, but keep in mind, all those other companies, they're two different companies. They're not one and the same. Ambit is, you know, encapsulated all in the same the same pill, so to speak, where the marketing company is in with the energy company versus having two separate entities with a contractual relationship that could end at any given time. So having that component, they could have started their own network marketing company, which when you don't know anything about network marketing, that is a slippery slope as well. Doesn't matter how much money you throw at it. You have to have people that have experience at the top that can execute that well. So one, the main thing was this channel. The other is, even though we were a much smaller company, we have pieces of technology that we held on as a corporate asset that we never licensed out any other energy companies. And that technology, our purchasing software, as well as some of our other systems that we have in place, they didn't have those. They do have legacy systems because they did acquire some companies that are former legacy companies, but they also had new companies that they acquired that were using vendors for their software solution, whereas Ambit developed its own software, had its own solution. So those two pieces, the marketing channel and the technology, were the two biggest assets that we really had besides just our customer base. And so that's why this became very attractive for them. And obviously, you know, Jerry's biggest concern was, you know, do they really share the same values? And listening to Daryl and Eric, both on two separate phone calls, I don't think one was coaching the other, was really emphasizing that every interaction that they've had with them, they're more and more confident that the values are aligned with what we're accustomed to. And you can have a great opportunity, but if you don't have values and you don't have great leadership, it's not going to be an opportunity for long. And Chris and Jerry, they had the values. We had the opportunity, we had the leadership, and the opportunity kind of morphed from there. So if you're missing one of those ingredients, you probably don't have a sustainable opportunity for very long. And so what we've done here is we've managed to replicate this recipe, so to speak, and now we've got a whole new set of resources that we can tap into to take this to the next level.
So I think a lot of people are also wondering, so what's happening with Power Trip now that we are Vistra Energy? Are Chris and Jerry going to be there? And the answer is no, Chris and Jerry will not be there. But fortunately, we are going to have Scott Hudson of Vistra Energy, who's actually the president over all their retail businesses, and also Sydney Seeger, who's the chief marketing officer at Vistra Energy, as well as Daryl Starkweather and Eric Johnstone, who have always been VPs at Ambit, who've always worked with us in the field, who we all know and love. Some of you guys may be new or newer to the business, and you've not gotten a chance to work with Daryl and Eric, but both of those guys have been with Ambit for over 10 years. So they know the heartbeat of our business backwards and forwards. So they are definitely going to be a steady part of this transition of us to Vistra Energy. So I'm completely looking forward to it. They'll be all there on Friday night during the question and answer session. It'll be your first real shot at having a little more intimacy with Vistra executives. So if you've not yet registered for Power Trip, you need to get yourself there. So whatever you can rearrange to get there, get there. You can go to ambitpowertripeast.com to get all the details of that. And our breakfast and Friday leadership breakfast and the Saturday lunch we're almost sold out on that. So if you're wanting to get those tickets, you need to go and purchase that right now. The online sales will close 1 week from today. So after online sales close, then you're going to have to purchase tickets on site. And tickets on site will go up to... hold on, I will tell you in just a moment. On-site tickets will go up to $129. So we really, really encourage you to go get your tickets and register online between now and next Sunday. But if you want to attend this Friday leadership breakfast or the Saturday lunch, you make sure you go and purchase those now because we're getting really close to selling out. I was just double checking the numbers to see if I need to close those registrations out. So, you know, Scott Hudson and Sydney Seeger were both at ambition. And I think Scott was pretty much at all of ambition. I think he sat right in front of us the vast majority of ambition during all the sessions. And Sydney was there quite a bit as well. And that was really great for them to get a sense of ambit energy. But ambition is an event that corporate puts on. And the thing that's different about Ambit versus all their other retail opportunities is that we have a direct sales channel. So neither Scott Hudson nor Sydney Seeger have ever participated in a direct sales channel like ours. So this event, Power Trip, is their first shot at seeing what we can do as field consultants. And so this is our shot to show them that they made a great decision by purchasing Ambit Energy, and it's our time to shine. So this is our, this is not mine and Richard's event. This is our event, Ambit Energy Consultants. And the value and quality of the event is going to be a function of all of us coming together. We definitely have an incredible power-packed agenda and speaker lineup and breakout sessions for senior consultants and executive consultants, but it is not going to make a difference if you don't get yourself and your team to Power Trip. It will be one for the books for sure, because we've never had a Power Trip like this. This will be the absolute very first one with Vistra Energy. And there's a bunch of you on the call right now that are not in the Northeast, that have been in Chicago area or in California, or you're in Texas, and you were not thinking about going a Power Trip. Well, you know what? I know it's less than 2 weeks away. Get yourself there. Do what you need to do to get yourself there. Maybe you need to fly. Maybe you need to price line it. Maybe you need to suck it up and buy an expensive ticket. But do what you need to do to get yourself to Scranton, Pennsylvania, November 14th through the 16th, because you will not regret getting yourself there. But I promise you, a lot of you will regret not being there. You're going to hear about it. And just like ambition, there's no way you can recreate the experience of being there without actually being there.
So aside from having the VP share tonight on their excitement, you know, one of the things that has been another question that's been getting bounced around is, you know, who's going to run Ambit Energy? Is Ambit going to maintain its brand, its image, and so forth? And the answer is yes. As far as maintaining our brand, we're still going to report to the Direct Selling Association. We're not being morphed into, you know, a different name. We're still going to be a separate entity. The other thing also is, you know, Eric and Daryl are going to be the face of corporate. They're still vice presidents there of their respective positions. They do have someone else new that they report to, but they're not trying to replace a new face. They're not trying to give Chris Chambliss a new face. The chief marketing officer is a chief marketing officer. They do report to this to Sydney, but Daryl and Eric are the ones with the history of the company. They understand the channel, and they do respect that, and they do know that, hey, you know, we know energy and we know generation, but you guys know network marketing, and we're going to let you guys market and acquire customers like you've done over the past several years. So I think that's really good news for a lot of us, because I think there's, you know, probably some questions or concern that it's like, you know, when new leadership comes in, sometimes they try to reimitate what was there before, and that's just not the case. All they want to do is enhance and expand what we've already been doing well. And for consultants that have been around a while, that's really good news. For those of you that are new, that should be really good news also, because, you know, depending on when you joined Ambit, you know, you didn't have that relationship that you maybe built up with the corporate staff or even with our co-founders, and, you know, gone through various times of growth in this company and challenges. So for when you hear leaders that are talking, that have been around a while, that are saying, hey, this is something that's real. We're not faking this. This is what we've, in some strange way, we've been looking for the governor to get removed, the resources to be put back into the company the way that we've wanted for a while now. And it's not that things were bad. It's just, I think there was a sense where people probably felt where there was a little slowdown, a little sluggishness things that we would have normal hurdled quicker than we would have liked to, we just weren't. And so this is a good moment in time for everybody.
You know, I've been saying for a long time, the good news and bad news about Vistra is the bad news is they don't know network marketing, and the good news is they don't know what network marketing. So they don't really know what to do with this yet. But what I hear over and over and over again from Daryl and from Eric is these guys are really, really smart people. So I think they're real experts in what they do. And then they're going to come and see what it is we do, and I think that's going to spawn some creativity. I don't know if you've ever been a part of a mastermind group before, but for the past 7 years, I've been in this incredible executive Christian women's mastermind group. And what a mastermind group is it's a bunch of minds coming together and really just iron sharpening iron, coming up with new ideas. And when you have a group of strong, sharp people coming together, what happens and what gets created is really miraculous. And so I feel like what we're going into with Vistra and Ambit is really a new level of mastermind. We've got some of the best of the best coming in, and we've got some really smart, sharp people who are coming in and seeing us for the very first time. And they're gonna do their homework. They're not just gonna come in and change stuff up. They're gonna come in, they're gonna study us, they're gonna watch us, they're gonna see how we operate, they're gonna look at the history, they're gonna look at what made Ambit grow the fastest. How did we react when things were a struggle? How did we act when this past year with the Texas Wholesale Club? How did we act a few years ago with the polar vortex? What makes us tick? What makes us run fast? What makes us slow down? They're going to study all that. And then they're going to think about what's worked in all of their different retail companies. And then they're going to do some kind of brilliant, creative, innovative thing that's going to have us catapult to the next level. And I really firmly believe that. I mean, I don't think a company like TXQ would buy Ambit haphazardly. It was a strategic decision for them to add us to their portfolio, because it's not like they didn't have enough on their plate. They had plenty on their plate. They had just acquired another retail company. But they were looking at an incredible opportunity with a window of opportunity, and they jumped on it. And so I think you and I need to get ready. I think it's time to really get back to work. I don't know what we're going to see in the next upcoming months, but I can tell you the people who are primed and ready to run are going to make the most money during this season of just exponential growth. And I really do believe we're going to move into exponential growth. But if you have been dormant and you have not been running and your running shoes have dust on them, you need to dust them off. You need to start running. You need to start stretching. You need to start getting back out there and getting accustomed to what the next season for us. And they have tweaked our business presentation. So if you're someone to host a business presentation, make sure you go online and you download the new presentation. It's got information about Vistra on there. Read through that. Have your presenters who are presenting this week go through that so that there's no hiccup. I know I've presented a lot, and you get into the mode where you're just clicking through because you know what slide's coming next. And since these are going to be some new slides, a lot of the old slides, new slides, you want to make sure that you're fluid in that and that you know exactly what it is you say. And go back to the script. And whatever the script says, that's what you want to convey about the acquisition of Ambit with Vistra. And so don't veer from that, because I think a lot of times what we do in the field is we embellish things, we add our own commentary, we add our opinions, and that really is, this is not the time to do that. You really want to stick to the script and convey the message that the script has so that we as a field are conveying the exact same message. Because one thing that we do that I can tell you about Ambit is it doesn't matter what works, what matters is what duplicates. So we need to do the same presentation in Texas versus New York versus Pennsylvania versus California versus Illinois versus Indiana versus Ohio, wherever you are, wherever you're presenting, it needs to have the same message. So make sure that you, and maybe you don't present, but you're a leader in your area. Go online, download the presentation, look at the script. So if someone says something that's really off from the script, you know how to correct it. Because at the end of the day, this is our business. This is your business. This is my business. We have to police each other. We have to make sure that the consistency is in the field, and it's not any one person's job. It's all of our jobs. So at the end of the day, whether we're owned by Chris and Jerry, whether we're owned by Vista, whether we're owned by ABC company or XYZ company, this is my business. This is your business. This is our company. So it doesn't matter who's running the company. This is our company at the end of the day. You know, we're 1099 contract employees, and this is our livelihood. So I want you to treat this like this is your company, and you want to take ownership during this transition time.
You know, one of my final emails with Jerry, which I don't anticipate to be the last email I had with him or the last conversation, but I was just, you know, we were going back and forth on something, and I just said, you know, anytime that I've been doing a business presentation or a training, and you've been in the front row of a lot of those, even when you're not in the front row, I've pictured you being in the front row. And for me personally, I'll continue to do that because he was that line in the sand of finest and most respected, never sacrifice integrity for growth, and never let good enough be good enough. And those three pillars were things that I hung on to. And so it didn't matter if he was in the room or not in the room, if he was on a call, watching, wherever he was, I just kind of anticipated that he could hear or listen at any point in time. So, you know, I would just say the same thing is true. Is, and maybe it's not Jerry you picture in the front row, but nonetheless, you know, we are owned by a publicly traded company now. They have different rules than we did as a privately owned company. And that doesn't, I'm not anticipating a bunch of regulation coming down on us, but I would say that, you know, we're going to have to operate above reproach. Just we're a direct selling company, we're owned by a network marketing company. You've got multiple industry agencies out there in the industry that watch big companies. And they watch big companies because big companies have deep pockets. And deep pockets means they can get fines out of them. And, you know, there's lots of people that, you know, I've known over the years that, you know, kind of got crossed sideways with one or two of those agencies. And it's not fun. So what we're doing is not to put a wet blanket on this, but just – everyone needs to understand that we are under new leadership. We are under new opportunity, and there's things that are changing. We have to make sure we keep up with those changes. I would also strongly encourage you guys to definitely over the days to come and the weeks to come, stay plugged in with what's being emailed out. That is probably one of their most efficient ways to get out messages to the entire body of the field. And I would anticipate that we're going to see some things over the next few days that are definitely going to probably be exciting for all of us, those that are out there building. So make sure you are plugged into getting the Ambit emails and that you don't just look at those and treat it like the free newspaper that comes to your front door. So because right now I would say every bit of information, any call that has to do with the company, your team, make sure you're plugged in, you're on it, any training event that's going on in your local market, outside your market, I would be plugged in like never before, and don't treat anything like humdrum whatsoever. So that's about all I've got. I don't have anything else to throw in there, Mary.
Yeah, just make sure you get registered at ambitpowertripeast.com, and I really encourage you guys, figure it out. Make sure you get there. I know there's a lot of people on this call that had not planned to, and it will take you moving some mountains to get there, but I promise you it will be well worth your time to get there.
I do have one other thing. On the Facebook page for Ambit Business Builder Call, which you can go facebook.com/ Ambit BBC. You'll have right now, we only have the recorded phone line for the call that Team 526 did with VP Eric Johnstone. We'll have the recording of the one with Daryl Starkweather on the EC Factory call. We'll have that up as soon as we get our hands on it. So go to facebook.com/ Ambit BBC, and you can get those recordings there in case you did miss those calls. They were very, very good calls. I think you'll definitely be inspired by them. But, guys, we appreciate you being on the call tonight. It's exciting times. It's full steam ahead. So whatever we can do to help you guys build your business. Next Sunday, we are going to have VP Eric Johnstone on the call. It will be the first full week that they've had under the Vistra family of companies. And just one other clarification. I know Mary said this, but I know she was going fast. TXU didn't buy us. Vistra Energy bought us.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we are in competition with TXU. We're not owned by TXU. But so that's going to be fun playing that out on the field as well here in the Texas market and any of their other brands that they have out there. So happy hunting, guys. Enjoy the week. Go crush it. Let's go show them what we're made of. Look forward to seeing everyone at Power Trip. It's going to be an exciting, unique time for sure. And anything we guys can help you do, just let us know. But I'm going to go ahead and unmute the lines and let everyone say goodnight. Have a great evening, guys.